Okay, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to call the meeting to order. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P21049. Don Holt, non-registrant, the respondent in this case. The time is now 9:08 a.m., September 15th, 2021. My name is Greg Rame, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case, and I'll be chairing the meeting. Before we get started, we're going to do some introductions. I'm going to start here. You all can introduce yourselves here in the room too, I guess. Usually everyone's spaced out. It's hard to pick them up on the mic, but we'll start with our investigators.
Orlean Loera, board investigator.
Daniel Cartel, investigator.
Doug Farrell, enforcement manager.
Kurt Winter, assistant director.
Okay, that's all board staff members that are present here in the office. Let's move to the via ledger. If there are two there with the husband and wife team, please introduce both of yourselves for us, please.
Rick Veshey.
And I'm Terry Veshey, Terry Gordon Veshey.
Okay, now let's go to the EAC members and start with Mr. Visser first. You're right. We have. Oh, I thought we had him. We didn't get him?
That's what we just called.
Oh, I still thought we got. Okay, never mind then. All right, Mr. Fondren?
Mike Fondren, I'm a registered land surveyor in the state of Arizona.
Okay, Mr. Francetic?
Dan Francetic, a registered land surveyor in the state of Arizona.
And Mr. Henshaw?
Mark Henshaw, registered land surveyor.
Okay, thanks very much for the introductions. I'll go over just some brief housekeeping items. First, the meeting is being recorded for board purposes. The two public sessions that are being recorded will ultimately be uploaded to the board website. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who exactly is speaking. And also, please take the time to turn off cell phones or silence them so they're not disruptive. Okay, this Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review the following allegation received through a complaint on December 7th, 2020. It is alleged that respondent, who is not a registered land surveyor, engaged in the practice of land surveying by placing pins on the boundary between the property of Margaret Adams and the property of the alleger in Pine, Arizona, in an attempt to alter property lines. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine whether the following alleged violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. Specifically, that the respondent may have practiced or offered to practice a board-regulated profession without board registration in possible violation of ARS 3210602A and ARS 32145, subsection 1. Case assessments conducted in this matter have resulted in the following conclusions. One, based on the interpretation of the Arizona Boundary Survey Minimum Standards, the respondent was considered to be involved in land surveying. The respondent admitted to setting monuments along the property lines in question. Two, the respondent should have had a registered land surveyor identify the property lines rather than attempting to do it himself. The committee will vote on the alleged violations and will move the findings to the board for consideration. Any recommendations for the board will be shared with the board through an EAC report. And again, EAC Enforcement Advisory Committee. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based on the material provided. At this time, I'll be asking all committee members if they have done so. So again, I'm going to be asking if you've reviewed the material and whether you're comfortable moving forward. First, Mr. Fondren.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Francetic.
Yes.
And Mr. Henshaw?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Very well. Much of the fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and witnesses called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the meeting or after the meeting is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely towards the alleged violations. The committee shall refrain from offering judgment, personal opinions, or recommendations to the alleger or respondent during the interviewing process. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to enter executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential information. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to the motion.
Dan Francetic, I'll make the motion.
Mr. Francetic made the motion, seconded by Mr. Fondren. Any discussion? Okay, let's have a vote. Mr. Fondren?
Aye.
Mr. Francetic?
Aye.
Mr. Hanshaw?
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries. We're going to end the public session and momentarily start our executive session.